Pakistani officials say they believe there are about 600 al-Qaeda militants along the mountainous frontier with Afghanistan, where this latest fighting is taking place. Many of them are Arabs who first settled in the region in the 1980s when they arrived to wage a jihad against the Soviet occupation of Afghanistan. They took along their wives and children and stayed after the Soviet withdrawal. NPR's Philip Reeves has been talking to two women of Arab origin who spent several months hiding in the hills along the frontier.
Zainab Hadda and her mother Maha are Canadian citizens, but their roots are Egyptian. The women say their family ran a charity in Afghanistan under Taliban rule, but they fled the capital, Kabul, after the US invasion in late 2001, fearing the Americans and their Afghan allies would assume that they were al-Qaeda because of their Arab origins. When the two women arrived in the wilds of southern Afghanistan, they received a less than rapturous welcome.
It's not that they would get tired of you, it's that they're under so much pressure and people are afraid. And they'd say, we don't want harm for you or for us, so it would be very nice if you leave, find yourself another place, or we'll manage another place for you.
Eventually, the women got used to moving from place to place.
You just get in a car with some changes and two blankets and two pillows and you just leave. You hit the road. You keep going and going until you find a place where you're going to stop.
At first, the women found this reaction hard to take.
You feel very upset at the beginning and a bit angry sometimes, and sometimes very hurt. And it's sort of, you feel angry because, I mean, this is not my land. Why am I fighting for it?
Much is disputed about the Hadda family story. Zainab's father was killed in the mountains last October by Pakistani forces, who say he was an al-Qaeda operative. The two women say he was a charity worker and insist that neither he nor they were members of al-Qaeda. But they say two other family members spent time in al-Qaeda training camps and one may have killed a US soldier. The women's experience moving through the mountains and forests of the Afghanistan-Pakistani frontier, abandoning urban life for a peasant's rural existence, provides an insight into what it's like for those hiding there now.
Everybody knows everybody. And I'm not exaggerating when I'm saying that.
Everybody knows.
She'd be a spot on the top of the mountain and they'd know that spot is this
so-and-so
lady and that spot is so-and-so. They know that we are not one of them and they know that anybody around would know we're not one of them.
The two women say living in Afghanistan eventually became too perilous. Their Pashtun hosts arranged for them to move across the unmarked border to relatives living in Pakistan's semi-autonomous tribal area of Waziristan. According to Zainab's mother, Maha, as they drove high up into the mountains and pine forests along roads that turned into tracks, great precautions were taken.
Men usually travel at night, but women, they allow us to travel in the day because we dress like them and we are supposed to be completely shut, not even whispering. It is that extreme.
When we're traveling, I have to put my daughter to sleep, even if I have to give her medicine to go to sleep, so she won't talk.
As they ratchet up their search, the Americans and their allies are applying increasing pressure on local people. Thousands of Pakistani troops are in South Waziristan, an area considered a hotbed of Islamist resistance. Maha says that when she and Zainab were in Waziristan late last year, the search was having a psychological impact on local people.
People would think the American can see them, hear them, even while they're flying 10,000 meters above ground. You know, they think if we have the lights on inside, they would turn it off and they will ask us to be completely quiet, not even whispering, because they think the American can hear them that far.
But Maha says the mountain people have retained a spirit of defiance.
The women there, they do most of the hard work, like cutting the wood. We tell the ladies, what would you do if the militia, the Pakistani militia or the American come? She said, with my axe, I'll chop them off. So people were ready to fight. I mean,
they say that, but when the situation gets really difficult, people start really
panicking,
becoming nervous. The poor things, I mean, they got into this
big mess.
And they don't know why. They just don't know how to get out of it.
One way out, of course, would be to hand over Osama bin Laden. But it's still not clear whether he's actually there. Philip Reeves, NPR News.